the opportunity to address a question with you, and who do you want? And this was not who do you want to win the NBA championship, right? All you guys know the Raptors won last night, right? But who do you want to be part of Grace Church? I want to talk about congregational receptivity. How receptive are we to new people coming and being among us? Now, when you look on church signs, if you travel around, you will see it says, everyone is welcome. Have you ever seen those in church signs? You know, on the bottom side says in ours, it says, all are welcome. And I love this one from the Lutheran Church at Twin Lakes. It says, all are welcome. Seriously, we really mean it. And it's very interesting, that sign, because they have a hint that people don't believe the sign when they say, all are welcome. And so the question is, do we welcome everyone? Are we happy with all the people who walk through that door? And would we respond to them in a healthy and positive way? And so, who do you want? Roy Oswalt wrote a book called An Inviting Church. And he posed a question to the people that he was writing this book for, in the congregations, with the question says, are you really wanting anyone? And then he started listing all the names of these different groups. And he said, would you want 25 single mothers to come in and be part of Grace Church with kids crying? And then all of a sudden, we would need 15 new Sunday school teachers. And would you be willing to become a Sunday school teacher? Or would you say, well, it's the mother's responsibility, you know? I did it when I was a young mother, so it's their responsibility. Or would you be willing to be one of the 10 Sunday school teachers? Or how about someone who is in a low-income bracket and needing support and care at house? Or what about homeless? If we had 30 homeless people walk into the service this morning, would you welcome them with open arms, with all their smells and their looks that are very different than you and I? Or what about someone who may be in a different cultural experience? Or how about if 15 people would walk into the church, would you be willing to walk up and welcome them and invite them to come and worship with you? It's hard for us as the church to think that we would be less than welcoming to some people, because we really believe that we should be open to all people, right? Is there anybody here that doesn't believe that God is for all people? And all the scripture passages this morning said that the Christian faith is for all makes and all models, all kinds of individuals. But many people in the church are comfortable with this group. Wouldn't mind some of these people walking in, would we? Those would be the people that we would feel very comfortable among. And yet Christ calls us to go out and connect with all people in all places, in all manners of life. So this morning I want to talk about this thing called congregational screening. Have you ever wondered why most United Churches are all white people? You ever wonder about that? In a time when there's multicultural people, why is it that all our churches are white? Why are they all, 50 plus, most of us? And most of us would say that it's because other people don't want to come here. And it would be true in a way. But there's a reason. It's this thing called congregational screening. John Savage, who is a researcher in the church, coined this phrase. And he said this: every congregation knows who they want as part of their membership. Now that's a very interesting phrase, right? All congregations know who they want as part of their membership, which automatically says what? They also know who they don't want, right? And he talked about how congregations have this ability to screen out people that are not like us. Now, we find that hard because we don't think we do this, do we? We all think we're pretty nice people, really welcoming and really open to all different kinds of people because that's just the way we are. But Dr. Savage discovered that there's this congregational screening that happens, and the screening behavior is very subtle. He says it's so subtle that, in fact, most of the people are not even aware that you do it. And it's something that we do that is subconscious that sends a message that you are not welcome here. And he says that the smaller the church, the more powerful the screening mechanism. Because in very small churches, you know if you're the only one that's doing that church that day, right? If you're in a church of 10,000 people, you would have no idea who's new and who's part of the church. But in smaller churches, we know when that person is new. Hey, we've never seen her before, right? Wonder who he is over there, right? Because the churches that are smaller have this more powerful screening mechanism. And those of us who are part of the church are not aware of it. We don't think we do that. But the new people are very aware of the screening behavior of grace people. And this is a hard one for us to really embrace because we think that may be true of all the other churches in Peterborough, but it's not true at Grace. And so I want to wrestle with this with you this morning. This is a picture of the friendship area from above, right? So you got, everybody understand this? You know, these are the pews, this is the aisle, the main aisle, side aisles. This is the sound booth where Larry hangs out. And this is the coffee bar. And this is what the friendship area looks like after worship, right? These are all people, right? These little squares are people with from your top down. What do you notice about this pattern? What's that? They're all in little clusters, right? All little groups, right? And at the end of worship, we go back and we join in the little cluster that we always join into. Isn't that funny, eh? Every week we meet the same people and say the same kind of things. And that's a positive thing. It's good to have fellowship. It's good to be around. But the problem is when the two new people come that are here, it is hard for them to break in and feel part of the congregation. When I teach a course on listening skills, I do a what's called an exclusion exercise. And I put people into groups of six. And I ask five people to get into a lively conversation and don't let the sixth person into the conversation. Just try to exclude them. Do whatever you need to do. You can't physically do anything, but just to not include them in the conversation. And we only do it for about 3 minutes because it's incredibly difficult for that one person to get into a circle that looks like this. And it's funny what some people, one time we did this and someone faked a heart attack just to get the attention of the people, right? Because no matter what they said, they couldn't get in to the conversation. And so they faked this heart attack, and people really thought they were, and of course it changed the whole meaning. And then when the people gave him attention, he just smiled and said, gotcha, right? But we just naturally go to the people we feel most comfortable with. And if somebody is new, we just leave them out there, and we hope somebody will do something with them. We hope somebody will acknowledge them. But often, we just leave them out in the cold here, and people find it hard to get in to the conversation and into the connecting with people at Grace. Thomas Rainer said this. He said, many guests see an abundance of what he calls the holy huddles in churches on Sunday morning. And that's what we do. We have these holy huddles. And the problem with them is not that we huddle. The problem is that we exclude anyone that's new. And so the challenge is, how do we become a congregation that is more open to new people and enabled to make them welcome as part of our congregation? And the first step is conscious awareness. It's not easy when somebody points out something that they don't like about me. You know, when Lily says to me, you know, you really do this all the time. I don't like it at all. I mean, I always tell her that's not true. And I say, just give me one example. And she says, here's a list. Right? And we never like it when people are critical of us. But it's important for someone to say, this is a reality, folks, in this congregation. And if we want to grow, if we want to be a church that embraces the community and is open to more people, then we want to consciously be aware that we're part of this dilemma. We're part of this thing called congregational screening. It's nothing we do intentionally. It's not like we go up and say, hey, you look ugly, get out of here. We don't do things like that. But we subtly do things that communicate a message that perhaps this person is not welcome. And so becoming a welcoming congregation, I want to tell you, is hard work. It takes effort. It takes energy. If we want to be a church that welcomes all different kinds of people, it's going to take a lot of effort on our part. And that's part of the challenge, right? Because I come to relax on Sunday morning, right? I come to be with people I know. And if we're going to be a welcoming church, it's going to challenge us to do a couple things. First is to take me out of my comfort zone. We all go to the place of comfort. I go to the person that I feel most comfortable with. That's automatic what everybody does. That is neither good nor bad, so don't beat yourself up. But what we want to do is push ourselves to move out of our comfort zone and begin to have conversation with people you do not know. And I guarantee you there's not one person here that can name everyone in this sanctuary this morning. $100 for anybody can stand up and name everybody in the pew. Anybody take me on? Okay. Right? We don't know everybody here. And yet, when I say amen, we'll all go into our holy huddles. Can you do it? You want to go for it? All right. Come on, stand up and just see how close you get. Nah, she's on. Second thing, it requires intentional awareness. It says, now that I understand this, I'm going to start watching to make sure this doesn't happen within our congregation. We need to be intentional about this. It doesn't happen unless you really become intentional and say, I'm going to see what I can do to change this pattern at Grace. It means taking the risk. It means taking the risk to introduce yourself to someone here that you do not know. One of the good things about the prayer meetings that we had back in Lent was we began to invite people and see people that you never knew. And so it's going today, and instead of going to your normal holy huddle, see if you can break into a new holy huddle with somebody that you don't know. And it's about being vulnerable. It's about opening myself and introducing myself and saying things that are really affirming, not, boy, are you new here this morning? I don't know you, right? Because that's assuming that I would know everybody that's been at Grace a long time, right? But say, hi, I'm not aware of your name. I'm Lyle, and then introduce yourself. And so we want to approach things, not like, I haven't seen you in a long time. Where the heck have you been, right? And we say these things without even thinking about it. And if you haven't been here for 8 months and you come and someone goes, well, where the heck have you been? We've been waiting for you. I guarantee you that person's not showing up next week. And so when you see someone that hasn't been around for a long time, here's what I want you to say. It's wonderful to see you this morning. I'm so happy that you're here today. It's a totally different message, but it encourages us to be receptive and open to one another. And that's what part of our vision is about. It's about engaging the community. It's about being willing to be different as God's people here at Grace, to change the way we are so that we become a church that is more open to people that are different than ourselves and that are people that are new in our congregation as we worship each week. And engaging the community is about asking Christ to help you be more aware of others. That's one of the prayers that you could just start with every day this week. Say, Lord, when I go to worship next Sunday morning, help me be more aware of others that are there. And so all of a sudden I'd be going, wow, I don't know that person. Or that person's been sitting over on the other side of the church for the last 10 years, and I don't know their name. And becoming more aware and taking the risk to go and get to know them. It's also about knowing what you believe, and that's what we're working on. For you to be more clear as to this is what you believe about who Christ is, how God interacts in life, and how the Spirit supports and encourages us in all events and situations of our living. And then the next is being willing to become engaged in the lives of others that are different than you, and risking that. If you've never been to the One Roof Diner, that's a whole new experience of trying to be with people that are very much different than the way we live each week. Or going to Honduras, or helping people with mental illnesses, or people that are in low-income situations, and risking the opportunity to be there and be their friend. That's all you want to do, is be their friend. And then the last thing is to become more inviting. And one of the best ways of increasing the strength of our congregation is by getting individuals in our community and inviting them to come with us. You know, tell them about something that's going on and say, would you go with me? Would you go with me to the concert? Would you go with me to worship? And I'll pick you up and we'll go for lunch afterwards. But do something that makes a difference in their lives and helps them understand that they're wanted and that they'll be accompanied. And the last is assisting others to know who Christ is. Great comment here. The greatest mistake is in not being aware that others are Christ. There are very many people who will not discover it until their last days. Jesus told the story about the sheep and the goats, the 25th chapter of Matthew's gospel. He says, whenever you do this to one of the least, and one of the least are all the people in the world, and whenever you do it to others, it's like doing it to Christ. And so the goal of being a welcoming congregation is to see Christ in the eyes of others and then welcome them and embrace them and help to engage the community and our friends and neighbors to be part of our community here at Grace. And the ultimate goal is to change a congregation that looks all the same to a congregation that is multifaceted and different, and yet living in the oneness of God's love and God's care. So for the rest of the day, I want you to think about this. Who do you want to be part of Grace Church? And what are you prepared to do to change, to make that a possibility, so that everybody who walks through that door encounters the wonder and the love of God's care? Amen.